Are you ready to step beyond your sexual walls? We're here to talk about anything you want. This is the Sisters of Sexuality show, featuring Taylor Sparks, Parrish Michelle Blair, Jet Setting Jasmine, Marla Renee Stewart, and Tiffany Janae. We have so much to talk about today, so let's just get things started. Here are your hosts, Taylor, Parrish, Jasmine, Marla, and Tiffany.
Hello, and welcome to the Sisters of Sexuality Five Shades of Play. This week, I'm your host, Parrish Michelle Blair, and I'm continuing our sexy conversation centered around intimacy, oral pleasure, and really making a platform for men to get what they want when it comes to oral pleasure and helping women release resistance that they're having. So we've had lots of great guests on my show talking to me about this very specific topic. And this week, we have King Hef. Are you here with us, King Hef?
I sure am, Parrish.
Thank you so much for joining the conversation. I know that we have connected with each other through social media and encouraged each other's journeys, and your powerful journey has led you into a fetish training, erotic education. You're the founder of Black Hef and Pink Hef products, and so much more. Can you share with the audience more about your journey?
Oh, wow. Man, I mean, do we have enough time to talk about that? I mean,
we got plenty of time.
I don't want to take up the whole show talking about me, Paris. Well, I mean, wow, where should I start? Well, my name's King Hef. I am the founder and creator of the Hef's Lifestyle, which encompasses the Pink Hef's supplement pill, aka the vagina vitamin, and the Black Hef supplement pill for men, which are both sexual supplements, and that is called the God Dick Vitamin. Also do a seminar called the Sensual Art of Impact Play, where I teach couples and singles how to effectively add a sensual side of BDSM kink into their lives.
Ooh, that's a lot. Yes. So you had me at vagina vitamin. Okay, yes. Vagina vitamin and God Dick Pill. Please break that down for me. Who was inspired to name your products, and where did it come from? I'm very curious.
Well, actually, one of my great customers one day, she had taken the Pink Hef supplement, and she said, listen, she said, this thing is healthy. It's like a vitamin for my vagina. I was like, oh, wow, vagina vitamin. I loved it. And I pretty much, one night we were just fooling around and stuff and talking. And I was just like, Black Hef's man takes it, it will turn him into a god in the bedroom. He'll have that god dick. And one of my buddies was like, yeah, like the god dick vitamin. I was like, oh, yeah, there we go.
So, okay, I want to give the audience the opportunity to ask you questions. So I have some questions that a couple of people sent me messages about on Instagram after we went live the other day.
Yes, ma'am.
And they referenced a lot of these types of products that they've seen can be dangerous, and like snake oil salesmen, you know, use these kind of gimmicks. You know, what do you say to that regarding your product?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm definitely not a snake oil salesman. My product is highly effective. Highly effective. I can say that. And I've had numerous testimonies from men, but not only from men, but just for myself to know what it's done for me to enhance my, as I call it, my dick chi, right? My overall sexual health and helping me out in major ways and being able to be more present and focused for pleasure for my lovers.
So I happened to meet one of your long-term clients just synchronistically. They didn't know I knew you, and he just had fantastic things to say about the product. And I think like to the one of the audience members that wrote in and wanted to know, not necessarily projecting that onto your product, but that's what they've experienced in the past. So I think education has a lot to do with it. So when you're saying it makes someone present or it's giving you consistent results, what is in that product? specifically the Black Hef product, or I mean, not your specific ingredients, but you understand, like, yes, what makes it, yeah, work that helps people understand.
Well, one of the herbs that's in the Black Hef's vitamin, as well as the Pink Hef's vitamin, they share this particular herb, is ginkgo biloba leaf extract, right? So ginkgo, mm-hmm, biloba, even if people, if you take ginkgo really helps memory. It is a great herb to help nourish the brain, right? Mm-hmm. So what it does is, you know, it allows you to relax a little bit more, allows your brain to just like supercharge and just be incredible, so you can have this incredible focus. That's what the herb does in the product. So what that does, in combination of that and the other herbs, allows a man or one who's taking the Pink Hefs to be fully relaxed and fully present and focused, not only on their partner's pleasure, but their own pleasure.
So the way that Black Hef can help men is it helps them stay focused.
Yes. Yes.
And it helps them relax. But, mm-hmm, I know you've talked many times about it being a sensual pleasure with sex, and we're in agreement on that. So, mm-hmm, if it makes someone very focused and supercharged in their brain, how does that conflict with them being able to concentrate on their body?
Well, no, it doesn't, because what it does, it helps them align and be more in tune with their total entire self.
Are you talking about a mind-body connection?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Definitely.
Excellent. Okay, that's powerful. So I had a question for you a couple of days ago yesterday on social media, mm-hmm, on the topic of sucking more dick in 2019. You said that you're going to contribute your male perspective. And what I found that a lot of men say they feel awkward about is when they have to ask for oral pleasure and the woman's not enthusiastic about it. And, mm-hmm, that awkward moment when, for whatever reason, the penis is not completely, awake and aware in a moment of sex, and the man needs a little assistance, and oral sex is maybe one of the go-tos that he asks for, mm-hmm, and then the women give the feedback, I've gotten feedback from the women that get offended that they're asked to do that, and why isn't it working, and all of those things. So you're a man, you can give your perspective from this. How does it feel when you're a man and you're asking for oral pleasure versus just receiving because a woman initiated it with you?
Let me see here. Because I guess I have to take myself out of my current level of attraction, right?
I want to go into how you've evolved into where you are, but where you can relate to your client that wants, yes, to buy the product. Mm-hmm. How can you encourage someone, a woman listening from, yes, your perspective as a man, what it feels like to ask for it, and you know, mm-hmm, you're not going to get it unless you ask for it, mm-hmm, versus her initiating it.
Gotcha.
How can you give your perspective on that?
Well, what I would say to that is, you know, that old saying, the closed mouth never gets fed, right? So we as men, we have to be more intentional with what we're asking, right? It's not what you ask or it's how you ask, right? You have to not ask in an aggressive way, like, come over here and suck my dick, right? No. but I feel that you have to really, like, just say what you want and tell the woman how you like it, right? Because a lot of times, well, not necessarily tell a woman, but really let her know how you like it, right? Because, you know, everyone is not the same. So, you know, some people may like it fast or slow, but I think men just really have to ask a woman and how they, you know. Let me start stuttering because I'm trying to think, Parrish, on this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what I was wondering is mainly not necessarily you telling a woman or telling the man, but you're a man, you have a penis, mm-hmm, you need oral pleasure, you want oral pleasure, and you have to ask for it or you're not going to get it. How does that, yes, make you feel?
It doesn't. Well, I don't. It makes me feel happy to ask, right?
Mm-hmm. If you know you're not going to get it unless you, mm-hmm, ask for it, you're still happy asking for it?
Oh, yes. Hell yeah. I don't feel any kind of conflict in asking for it, that I know if I don't ask for it, I'm not going to get it. Like I said, a closed mouth don't get fed, right? So I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask for what I want. And as in life, things that I want, I ask for. I don't just wait for it to just magically just pop up like it's like going to. Like I'm like, you have to be very intentional about what you want. And I'm very intentional about what it is I want. So I'm going to ask.
So, okay, well, that's really powerful. But I do know, like when we had our conversation earlier, you let the audience know that you can relate back in the time before you got to where you are now. You can relate to what it feels like when you only get oral sex if you ask for it. And that it doesn't really feel good because then you're the only one showing that you appreciate that kind of connection. Mm-hmm. And I guess I kind of wanted the men to hear your perspective and helping women also hear from a man, because they only hear from their man usually about this. Yeah. And, you know, so I, you know, helping a woman to see like, oh, okay, it's not just that my guy's greedy and he wants it and I don't feel like getting it. This is a common thing that even sex experts, you know, they like to feel, you know, wanted. They like to feel initiated. They have no problem asking for it. But if all you never get it unless you ask for it. I think almost anyone, I know me as a sex expert, I love oral sex. I like to give it. I like to receive it. But if I only received it, if I asked for it, that probably wouldn't be my go-to sexual relationship for me.
Yes.
So, and it, to me, it has nothing to do with quiet mouths don't get fed, because it's like, well, I want to know you love me. And if I didn't ask for it, you'd still care about me. You know, I'm not asking you to read my mind, but I also want to see that you're in tune with me the way I'm in tune with you.
Yes.
So do you have anything that you can share with women who are resistant to oral pleasure, giving oral pleasure or initiating oral pleasure with their mate?
Well, the question is what has caused it to be a situation where they're resistant to it. Is there something that they really truly enjoy doing, or they feel obligated to do? I think that makes them more of a deciding factor if they are open to give oral pleasure. But when you agree, Paris?
Yeah, I do. So when we come back from the break, I want to go more into your history and how you evolved into the sex god that you are now, your product and all of that. You're listening to the Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play. I'm Paris Michelle Blair, and we'll be right back after this message.
Craving more from your sexy lifestyle? Search our businesses, services, blogs, articles, and videos, and keep in touch with us by subscribing to our newsletter, all on thesexylifestyle.com.
When the lights are off, that's no reason not to light things up. Lube Light lets you pop its cap for instant illumination, so your lube gets applied to all the sweet spots and never the awkward ones. No more slippery midsection, unless you're into that. You can keep it turned on while you're getting down with your partner. Our ambient lighting is soft enough to never blind while you're doing the grind. No matter what lube gets you vibing, it's compatible with Lube Light. Easier to turn on than your last partner, guaranteed. Get yours today at lubelights.com. Also available on Amazon and SheVibe.
Organic lovin' for the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious? Playful, maybe sensual, adventurous. How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic loving. For her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin. That's LOVEN.com. You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Hi, welcome back to the Sisters of Sexuality Five Shades of Play radio show. I'm your host this week, Parish Michelle Blair, and this show is sponsored by the Lifestyle Cruising, LifestyleCruising.com. I am with our guest, King Hef. He's the founder of Black Hef and Pink Hef products. On the other side of the break, we were talking about the conversation I'm so excited about all year long. I'm talking about Suck and Deck, getting everybody's opinion on it, and I want to help in two main areas. Men that feel like they're being deprived, because the only way they get it most of the time is if they ask for it. So they're not getting what they want, they're not getting it the way they want, and they're not getting it in the quantity that they want it. And then for the women, I want to be compassionate and try to get an understanding of about what it takes for a woman to break past this resistance. So because we're with King Hef, and King Hef has a penis and not a vagina, I think you're going to be more helpful in, you know, helping men's plight be relatable to women, you know, because you're a very compassionate sexual healer. I've seen you work in person live with couples and break past their barriers in really hard spaces. So I think that your voice is very powerful. And on the other side of the break, I was asking you, just as a regular human being, you know, whether you're looking at yourself as before you started your journey of evolution into who you are now or where you are right now, how does it feel if you had to explain to a woman, how does it feel when she never asks, you know, or initiates it, and you always have to ask, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, the average man, where do you think he would put himself on that?
I would probably say maybe, okay, I would probably say if he always has to ask and she's not willing to give oral pleasure, probably.
To initiate. We're just talking about initiation.
Okay. I don't know. It may make him feel somewhere maybe like a 4 or something like that. It may, you know, it may really be, it can be something that's really frustrating. Because you're like, damn, I just really want my dick sucked, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, and when she's not receptive to that, it just makes you feel really bad. It really sucks. You're like, okay. You know, like, what now? Yeah, like, ugh.
Okay, why? So when in that space for the women that are listening, if you love and adore your man, but you have resistance to that particular connection with him, but and you've gone like maybe you can count, it's been more than 4 weeks, more than 4 months, and maybe even over a year since you've initiated it, and then if you've done it, you can count on one hand how many times you did it enthusiastically. You know, this is a good conversation to listen into, not to make you feel bad, not to shame you or push you past any boundaries that you're not ready to, but just to get some insight to how your mate feels. Because sometimes as women, when we're dealing with all the things that we deal with that aren't easy, that things aren't easy to articulate all the time because we're intuitive beings, a lot of stuff goes in, you know, you got to go inward with us and our healing spaces are in the dark places and all of that. It's hard for us to look outside of what we're dealing with sexually to understand what the man is going through. All we feel like is we're going through something right now. Quit fucking with me, you know. But the man feels like this is your, especially if it's a monogamous relationship. I know I King, you're King Hef, you're not in a monogamous relationship, so you're never blocked from getting your needs met because you have multiple partners, right?
Yes, but I have been in monogamous relationships where it was very frustrating because, you know, like, say, for example, I'll just give you one example where when I first started dating this beautiful being, it was great. But as soon as we, like, really got into a serious relationship, she would say stuff like, I'm like, well, you know, can I get some head? And she was like, no, only on your birthday, that special day. I'm like, what?
Was she joking?
No, she was serious. That was a real, like, it didn't make me feel good because I was like, hold up. So when we were dating, I mean, literally when we were dating, like, if she would come to my house, I would go to hers. Like, she would meet me at the door. She would drop my pants like a toddler. Mm-hmm. And just get on her knees and just service me. Or I remember one time I was managing this store and she sort of came after, you know, as I was closing, and she just like sucked my dick in the store. It was just great. But when we got into a serious relationship, she was just like, nah, I only do it when it's your birthday. I'm like, what the? On a special day. I'm like, what is a special day? Your birthday. I'm like, nah, today's a special day because I woke up, you know. You know, what if I don't make it to my birthday? You know, can I get? But the thing is, she really, like, she expected me to give her oral sex.
Uh-huh.
Like, she expected that. Like, and I'm like, what? This is not balanced. This is not fair or balanced here.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this: she gave it to you in what she thought was a special day. Did you feel special when she did on the special day, or did you feel resentful?
I felt very resentful. Yes. Okay. I mean, I liked it.
So you were getting your dick sucked, and the whole time you were like,
hold up.
I'm resentful.
Hold on, Paris. Listen, okay. I wasn't resentful when she was sucking my dick. I was resentful to the fact that up until then, I would go months, and I'm like, what the heck? It's something that, I think that in the end, it was one of the reasons why we had some issues in our relationship, and that was a big issue for me because you know, I felt really cheated in the relationship as far as I felt it being only one sided, and that did not make me feel good at all. So when I didn't, you know, of course, you know, when any person in a relationship feels one sided, that really is like, if there's no resolution, that really starts the wall to fall down.
So I think that's good for women to hear, because I think it's so common that when women get together, I'm just telling you what I used to hear when I had a salon. I worked around women all the time, and I'm around women not as often, surprisingly, as I am around men now. But still, when I hear them talk, it's just kind of like a common joke, like, oh, girl, you know, he's wanting me to suck that thing. Like, I'm never going to do that, you know. And so they're thinking, oh, we all don't do it, you know, or they're all greedy. Or so I want the women to hear, you know, that what's happening in the man's psyche. Yeah, he's still going to take out the garbage. Yeah, he's still going to help the kids with the homework, and he's still going to be a good husband. But on the inside, he's definitely seeing, you know, clearly this is not a fair balance sheet.
Mm-hmm. So, That's right.
So I want to talk a little bit about, or a lot about, how did you make your transformation? So you believed in monogamy at one point. You were religious. Were you a faithful relationship person?
No, I definitely was not a faithful relationship person.
So you were dipping in between special blowjobs.
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Like, you know, like, okay, you're not going to suck my dick. I know someone that will.
Was it only about the sucking the dick, or was it just about your needs not being met?
I don't think it wasn't about my needs being met. It's just that's what I just wanted to do. Like, at, you know, I knew, and you, the wild thing is that as far as back as I can remember, I have pretty much had other sexual partners on every relationship, including in my marriage. Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, was your marriage aware of that? Your marriage partner, marital partner, aware of your extra?
Well, Yeah, when I got caught, yes, this she was aware.
Okay, so I've got lots of questions now because yes. And good questions, I think, because yes. sometimes when people see you and your social media, they're thinking he's living the life, he's got booties all on his face, he's doing all this good stuff, traveling the world, but that's not where you started from. So I want to give men a realistic picture of what the evolution of a sexual awakened being that is standing in his truth looks like. It looks like a cheater at the beginning sometimes, right? It looks like someone who's deprived of sex. So don't think just because you're not in your sweet spot that means you never will be. So on the other side of the break, can we go and dip into your private business and find out where you came from?
Sure.
Okay.
I have no problem right. there.
You're listening to the Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play. I'm Parrish Michelle Blair with King Hef. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Discover, explore, and celebrate your sexy right here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Mystery Vibe is where the best of humanity and technology combust into your pleasure. Personalized, the world's first body-adapting vibrator. Crescendo adapts, bends, wraps, and vibrates in your every curve and crevice. Use solo, duo, trio, or more. And with an app control that commands your pleasure across 12 presets. Oh, and you can even make your own vibration. Crescendo is adored by all, from feminists to Forbes. Go to MysteryVibe.com now for your pleasure. Personalized.
Organic Lovin'. For the bodies you love to love. How do people describe you? Are you curious? Playful, maybe sensual, adventurous. How about open-minded? The truth is, no matter who you are, Organic Lovin' has something to indulge your fantasies. We offer only organic, natural, and eco-friendly intimate body products, including vegan condoms, organic lubricants, body-safe sex toys, and sex-positive books. You won't find anything harmful in our products or toys. We also have a full range of other experiences, including erotic seminars and exotic adult-only vacations. Receive our adult subscription box for a monthly sexual delight. Be educated, entertained, and informed. Organic Lovin'. For her, for him, for you, for the bodies you love to love. Visit organiclovin.com. We offer shipping worldwide, so stop by the site anytime. Organic Lovin'. That's LOVEN.com. You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play. This show is being sponsored by LifestyleCruising.com. It's powered by our positive sponsor that gets people going where they want to go in their sexual journeys. And we meet so many amazing, powerful, sexy couples that are standing in their truth and what they really desire. But it doesn't always start out that way. So what I want to talk with my guest, King Hef, about is, where did it start for you? Like, you started out as a man that went to church, you had the regular relationship, you were even married, right?
Yes.
And then where did you go from that to, you know, I want to be sexually free and educate people? What was the journey? What did it look like?
Oh, wow. Well, that was a many, many, many long road of trial and error and relationships. And, you know, the one thing that was a common theme for me is that, you know, it takes a lot of work to lie a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
To continuously lie and cover stuff up and, and put women's names in my phone as guys' names and all kinds of stuff like that. And, mm-hmm. you know, every time I would get caught and it would come out and it wouldn't feel good. And I just remember having those conversations like, oh, I'll never do it again, or I'm never going to talk to them again. And I end up doing it again. Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you say you visited therapy at one point? Was that during their transition?
Yes, I did EFT. Mm-hmm. I did EFT because I had a lot of healing that I had to do, but most importantly, one of the real processes that I went through were through one of my great friends, Coach Kair. He's a coach, and then Juju Mama. I was sort of in their programs as far as just becoming more, learning how to realistically focus on loving myself more.
That's so. Juju Mama is like a healing community for people that are.
Juju Mama, they're really, really into polyamory and stuff like that. But mm-hmm. one of the basis of their programs is learning how to, you have to learn how to love yourself, right? And mm-hmm. and you know, understand that no victims, there's no victims, only volunteers. So mm-hmm. what the one thing that I had to decide to do was I was tired of the toxic relationship cycle that I was continuously putting myself into. No one else put myself into those toxic relationships, the revolving door of toxic relationships, other than me. That was the one common denominator, right? Mm-hmm. So I couldn't continue to put the blame on, oh man, you know, she just keeps breaking up with me and stuff like the one common denominator in everything, every relationship and every situation I had in my life was me. Right. Mm-hmm. So in order for me to adjust that common denominator and to make everything better is I had to learn that everyone that I have in my life, that I attract in my life, is a reflection of me. Right. Mm-hmm. And I had to take a long, hard look at all the women that I was attracting. Like, they were all great women, you know, good, you know, hardworking and, you know, independent, very beautiful. But the one thing, the one complaint that I had was I kept attracting selfish lovers. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then once I was like, damn, why I keep just attracting these women that it would just be like super freaky time when we're dating. But as soon as we get together, damn it. Now they're holding out on something. But I'm giving my all, right? Mm-hmm. And then I understood that since I'm the common denominator, what is it about me that's allowed me to attract these women to me, right? The same type of person, just a different face. Mm-hmm. And once I took a long, hard look in the mirror at me, then and only then did I had to do the work for myself, right? And so what I did was I didn't date anyone for maybe a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Right. And I, you know, and what's crazy was I remember my mother used to give me the advice. She was like, you know what? When you going to learn to be by yourself? I'm like, whatever. Because what I would do was I would go from one relationship to another. Mm-hmm. I had to be in a relationship, and I never gave myself the chance to fix me and heal from anything else that I had been through. I would just break up with someone for a little bit. Next thing you know, I'm back in the saddle again.
You right, saying so, that I think is so powerful, because I mean, just stopping for a minute for the audience to soak that in, because that's a pattern that usually yeah. is highlighted that women do, but it's very yeah. common that men do. The way they yeah. get over the relationship is they jump into the next
that's
one.
Right.
But
that's
looking
right.
from a compassionate standpoint, when I work with men, I see that they never recuperated emotionally, financially, physically, mentally from what they went through when they were engaged with the last relationship that left, whether it was their fault or a mutual decision.
Right.
So
that's right.
when you evolved, you recognized that you were mm-hmm. the common denominator, and
yeah.
you moved into your empowerment journey. What
right.
was your sweet spot? You know, because you do a lot of things. You mm-hmm. you help in fetish. You specialize in spankings. I've seen you perform on stage. Like, what's your sweet spot? What do you enjoy the most out of all the things that you do?
I think, wow. Man, I really enjoy it all. I don't think I have a one favorite thing. The one thing that I, well, let me just say this. Probably my favorite thing is being able to give and receive unconditional love, mm-hmm. right? That's really my favorite thing. Because pretty much everyone that I have attracted ever since I became more loving for myself. Once I learned how to love myself unconditionally and mm-hmm. fully trust myself and never question anything that happens or whatever, I had to start with self first. So once I got self right, then I was able to be like, you know what? And I wrote down one of my exercises that when I had a session with Kenya K. Stevens or Juju Mama, she was like, you need to write down specifically what it is that you want to attract in your life, the kind of women, everything. Yeah. Like be very specific, not just be like, okay, I want someone that's beautiful and smart and got a fat ass.
Filling all the dots.
Yeah. And it's gonna give me head all the time. No, I was like, you know what? I want, like, I wrote everything down to the way her feet look. Right. Uh-huh. Everything, like everything that I wanted to attract. Right. And since I wrote that down, it was amazing that everything I said, I want an open relationship. Right. Uh-huh. And the one being that came into my life that I attracted was my current primary queen. We'll be together 8 years now, next month, 8 years. And we have been in an open relationship, but we both came in mm-hmm. wanting to be in an open relationship. Right.
That, so you manifested what you wanted in all the circumstances where you weren't happy. So giving people, men specifically, that mm-hmm. listen to your journey right now, I just want to kind of connect the manifesting dots. You know, what he realized was the very thing that when he did what he wanted to do and got a little piece of, you know, the pleasure, you know, but you had to lie, you had to kind of cheat at it. It left you feeling bad. And then that cycle kind of made you make decisions of who do I want to be? And then after you made the decisions of who you wanted to be, you knew in order to be that person, I got to heal. And so then you went into the healing. And then after you got into the healing, you're like, okay, now what am I ready for? And then once mm-hmm. you were ready for it, it showed up. So I'm doing the cycle for understanding, for people to have hope and not get frustrated, because sometimes people make desperate decisions because they feel like right now is going to last forever.
Of course.
And sometimes it's been lasting for what feels like forever. So that's why you keep feeling it's going to continue that way.
Indeed.
So we're connecting the dots. We're hearing real life sexy journeys and how they start, you know, so that you can see that everything is a seed. Everything grows, and it's how you water it. It's how you take care of it, how you expose it. And I believe that, and the quality time you spend with it. And I think that's not talking about a relationship. I'm talking about Mm-mm. your relationship with yourself.
That's right.
I mean, King Hef is saying. Like, it's the time he spent with himself that turned him into who he really wants to be, living the life that he loves, doing what he loves the most, which is giving and receiving unconditional love. And being with a mate that celebrates who he is instead of having to hide it and figure out, you know, excuses about being who you are. And we're going to break in a minute. And usually at the wrap-up of my show, I always ask for a sexy story. Because in my platform on Parish Blair TV, I go and share some of the best stories, the juiciest stories at Sexy Spirit TV. And some of the, like, sexiest people in the porn business, I'm lining up to reenact some of these scenes. So when we get back from the break, can you be thinking about, while we're gone, can you be thinking about the sexiest story you have about your dick being sucked?
Oh, yes, I can.
Okay. All right. If you can keep it fresh, think about all the details. When we come back from the break, I want you to share your sexy story with us. But just real quick, we got about a minute. Where can people find you on Instagram? Your Pink Hef?
Yes. So they can find me at Pink Hef. That's PinkHeffs. Uh-huh. They can also find me at Black Hefs. Okay. Also on my main personal page, which is King Hefs.
Excellent. All right. Well, we'll be back from the break in just a little bit. We'll continue the conversation about oral pleasure from the perspective of King Hef and all that he has to contribute as positive energy for healing in this topic. I'm Parish Michelle Blair. This is being sponsored by LifestyleCruising.com, and we'll be right back.
Sexy is back, and we've got it going on all the time here on the Sexy Lifestyle Network.
Maximize your orgasms and just let go. The Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket guarantees to keep your sheets dry, no matter how wet it gets. From massage oils to lubes and beyond, we've got your bed covered. So just throw it down and get it on and get lost in your very own Throes of Passion. Then toss it aside and bask in the afterglow of great sex in warm, dry sheets. The all-new Naked Fleece provides a soft and sexy playscape, while the Stay Dry Barrier protects your bed, your couch, and even your carpet. It's machine washable, large enough to cover a king-size bed, and light enough to travel discreetly. To get your own Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket, visit thesexylifestyle.com and order yours today. That's thesexylifestyle.com. Great sex starts now.
When the lights are off, that's no reason not to light things up. Lube Light lets you pop its cap for instant illumination, so your lube gets applied to all the sweet spots and never the awkward ones. No more slippery midsection, unless you're into that. You can keep it turned on while you're getting down with your partner. Our ambient lighting is soft enough to never blind while you're doing the grind. No matter what lube gets you vibing, it's compatible with Lube Light. Easier to turn on than your last partner, guaranteed. Get yours today at lubelights.com. Also available on Amazon and SheVibe.
You are listening to Sisters of Sexuality. To check in with the show and ask your questions, call us at 1-866-613-1612. That's 1-866-613-1612. Or send an email to sistersofsexuality@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Wow, we're back. This is the Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play. I cannot believe the show went by so fast. I am Parish Michelle Blair. I'm your host this week. We have multiple hosts that support this powerful conversation that we have, helping people have the sex-positive attitude when it comes to sexuality. There's Taylor Sparks, Martha Stewart, Jet Setting Jasmine, and Tiffany Janae. All of our Sisters of Sexuality are dedicated to this positive conversation, and we're combing all the different areas that are that touch our lives where we find other experts to share their experience. So I'm with King Hef right now. We've been talking the whole show from a male perspective on how they feel about oral sex, how important it is to them. And he shared his journey where he started from a mere mortal to a sex god. and I love this story because it's very real and it's very relatable. And that's why I was really, you know, excited about you sharing it so other men know there's hope. And so now that we're back from the break, I like sexy stories. I like people to tell me sexy stories so that I can turn them into more sexy stories. So what would you say is the sexiest experience you can remember getting your dick sucked?
Wow, man. You know, I had to really go back into my mental hard drive on this in Parish, but I think one of my most memorable times was we were on a road trip one time and just we stopped at a rest stop and she told me, she said, take your dick out right now. Now we're just pulling to the rest stop and we like parked in between cars, and she just like gave me some of the most amazing, sloppiest, like dirtiest, nasty head. And
hold up. Oh, amazing, sorry. Dirty, and nasty. The average woman that doesn't even, but she doesn't even initiate giving a blowjob. What does dirty, nasty, amazing head feel like? What is she doing to make it dirty, nasty, and amazing?
I mean, she was, my God. Now.
You going to be all right?
just flash it back. I mean, she was just like doing, like she was like spitting on it, but sucking it back up. And it was like a long trail and doing stuff with her tongue and everything. It was just like unreal. Like it was just so much like moisture, but it was so wet. But then she was sucking all the wetness up and it was just so.
And you weren't distracted at all that you were in a car that you were in between two cars?
Oh, no. I mean, I like for people to watch. So, at first I was just like, oh my God, people are watching. And I was like, oh, fucking. I'm like, it turned me on knowing that, you know, we might either get caught or that people were watching. Like,
so you had the wet slippery going on. You had the slurping going on.
Yes.
You had suction going on. Were there sounds going on?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Sounds. And, yes. What were her hands doing?
But because of the space, I mean, she was just using, she was using both hands, just like doing the little, the little wrist action right there. And then with one hand, and then she was like really caressing my balls with the other hand. And then she, oh God, oh.
Come on now, tell P-Mama what she did to you now. What did she do?
She stuck a finger in my butt.
Where's the bells?
Oh my God, that thing was crazy. You know what I'm saying? But you know, for me, it was just like it was really heightened to the fact that people may be watching, right? That that might turn me on even more. So it was just
So ladies out there that have a little bit of resistance to sucking dick, do not get intimidated. King Hef has already prefaced that where he is right now in his life, he has compatible lovers that like what he likes and they love what he loves. And so this is, he's getting a mate that matches him at that level. Where you're at right now is you're listening to this conversation. You're ready to break past this resistance that you had. If it means a healing, like what, you know, King Hef shared with, he had to go through. If it means, you know, just honest, transparent, vulnerable conversation with your mate, whatever it looks like, it's important. It's valuable enough for you to take a look at it. But remember, your journey is your journey. Your journey doesn't have to match what King Hef's describing or what you've heard me talk about. So would you agree with that?
Are you telling him,
or you want him to go for the full money? I think if I was resistant to giving head, you know, what you're describing, I'm like spitting, slurping, what? Two hands? A finger up the butt? Okay, I'm out. I'm tapping out. I'm no more for me because I wouldn't be ready. So I just want to, there's different levels to this shit. So we just want to be compassionate to that. But I like that story. That's very nice. So afterwards, you were at a rest stop.
Oh, yeah.
Get any rest or?
No. Got back on the road. Like, you know,
oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I am so happy you got an opportunity to share your presence with the Sisters of Sexuality. Hopefully you'll peek in on one of the other shows and share from a perspective that the other sisters speak on. My conversation and passion is about manifesting lifestyle. I happen to be a sex goddess, so I use my orgasmic energy to manifest, and I end up manifesting other people that are like me, and Landon is one of them. We've had manifesting experiences together and miraculous, you know, I think we've kind of touched base with each other when we're manifesting great things. So, you know, I want to stress that this is a multifaceted man, you know, who's created a powerful product on purpose that he knows can help you move past whatever it is that you're dealing with. So whether it's the Black Hef product, which we talked about a lot tonight, or the Pink Hef product, which I'd like for you to go and follow him at Instagram at Pink Hefs, at Pink Hefs on Instagram and at Black Hefs on Instagram and engage with him. You like people to ask you questions, or how do you like for people to engage with you?
I do. Yeah. Just send me a direct message. And I mean, okay. I will answer it, or, you know, a lot of times when, I mean, put it this way, when you send a direct message, the question will get answered.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show, Landon. Thank you for sharing your sexy story. So what's your next event? Give me your next event date that you have coming up.
Next coming up is, I am doing my my seminar in New Orleans on, before New Orleans, we will be at the Erotic Sleepover in Atlanta, aka the ATL Orgy, for the whole weekend, March 13th.
Okay, so in March you're in Atlanta, yes. March 13th, yes. And then you go to?
And then after Atlanta, we'll be in New Orleans for 2 days. I'll be doing my seminar, my Central Art of Impact Play seminar in New Orleans on Friday, and then on Saturday I'm a part of this. I'm doing a live demo at this birthday party in New Orleans on March 30th.
Powerful. So can they go to pinkhef.com to look at your full schedule for the year know what's going on?
Yeah, pinkhefs.com/events, and you'll see all of the particular events on there. And then I don't have tickets for Exotica on there, but I'll be doing my seminar at Exotica in Chicago the first weekend in April.
Okay, well, great. So if they want to pick up either Black Hef products or Pink Hef products, they can use the Parish 10. Is it the Parish 10 code? I can't remember what that code is that I have. The Parish 10 code. And get a special discount, and then also you get special discounts in services with me if you decide to connect with Black Hef products or Pink Hef's products. And I guess in closing, I just want to remind everyone to, you know, go back and listen to this conversation from the beginning, because there was gems along the way. We talked straight talk about initiating blowjobs versus not initiating it, what it feels like to a man. We talked about what a real journey of sex evolution looks like, and giving yourself permission to go through all those stages. I think a really great part of the conversation was King Hef was able to talk about his products and what they really are capable of doing and why. So he mentioned ginkgo biloba, and mm-hmm. that's just one of probably multiple natural ingredients that are there. So if they go to pinkhef.com, will they be able to look at the ingredients and the products and all of that?
That's all they have to do is click on the click down the drop down menu and look on the ingredients page, and all the herbs are listed on there.
Yeah, well, I would love to get you on one of our special shows where we could talk about spanking and choking and electrocuting clits and all that good stuff that you talk about too. but this has been real. I want you guys to check us out at the Sisters of Sexuality on Instagram and on Facebook. Check out our lives on Instagram, because we're going to be posting the after party kind of conversation. And I'll be telling you what I gleaned from this conversation with Landon. And we just appreciate all your support of the show and the support of all the guests that come on. I'm sending you an abundance of love and light from the Sisters of Sexuality. You've been listening to the Sisters of Sexuality, Five Shades of Play, sponsored by LifestyleCruising.com. And we'll be back next week with more sex, happiness, and what else? Sex, happiness, what else? I can't think of it. Anything? Landon, can you help me out? Sex, happiness?
Love. And love. That's right.
Yes, yeah, sex, happiness, and love. Bye.
Hey, sexy people. If you're ready to start your sexual evolution, we've got some amazing prizes to give away. Some of the great prizes include Womanizer, the most advanced pleasure product for stronger, longer, and more intense orgasms. SDC.com is giving away a lifetime membership to the sexiest online community of open-minded people. Touch from experience, warm. It warms your personal lube, then automatically dispenses it with a wave of your hand. And we can't forget Throes of Passion waterproof pleasure blanket. Keep your bed dry no matter how wet it gets. For your chance to win one of these amazing prizes, simply send us an email at info@thesexylifestyle.com with the word contest in the subject line. Your name will be entered into the weekly drawing, and remember to visit our website regularly for a list of the winners and more information about all the amazing prizes and sponsors. Go to thesexylifestyle.com contest page and enter as often as you like.
Thank you for tuning into Sisters of Sexuality. Please join Taylor Sparks, Parrish Michelle Blair, Jet Setting Jasmine, Marla Renee Stewart, and Tiffany Janae again next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sexy Lifestyle Network or on demand.
24/7.